Off the ball
on News Talk
in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
Okay, Ray, welcome back. It is time for Friday Night Racing. Don McLean of Don McLean Racing and DonMcLean.com is on the line, and our own John Duggan joins us in studio. Evening, Don.
Hi, Dave.
We'll get straight into, because I know over the last couple of weeks there's been one or two stories that kind of distracted us from the big races that we wanted to get stuck into over the course of the weekend, but not so much the case this week. I guess the story, Don, out of the first race we want to look at tomorrow, the 3 o'clock at Haydock, is that Sizing John is out of it, the Betfair Chase. So the question is, what sort of a race does that leave us with?
Yeah, it's still a very good race, Dave. It's a pity he's not running. Like, he's the Gold Cup winner from last season, brilliantly trained by Jessica Harrington to win the Gold Cup last year, Robbie Parr's rider. But I suppose Jesse just took the view, I think it was the day before yesterday, that the ground was going to be too heavy at Haydock, which is a shame because it would have been great to see him back. You can understand it as well, though, Dave, because he is a good ground horse. He always was. Even when Henry de Bromhead had him, he always said he was a good ground horse. So look, Jesse would always do what's best for the horse, and this is obviously the best thing for the horse, because it would have been tempting, because this is the first leg of £1 million bonus for any horse who can win the Betfair Chase tomorrow, then the King George over Christmas at Kempton, and then go on and win the Cheltenham Gold Cup. So if it's to be won this year, it was Sizing John who was going to win it probably, but unfortunately he's not running tomorrow.
So, John, it's not something that fans of Sizing John or any of the Henry de Bromhead horses need to be worried about. This is just, it was the only logical decision they could make with the ground as it was.
You can run in that kind of ground and it can ruin your season. You know, it can finish you for the season. Yeah. Haydock is a strange course, I find, and you get strange results there. And the favourite, Bristol Demai, he's very hard to take on. He's 2 from 2 at the track. He won last time out, I think Don tipped him at the Charlie Hall Chase. I feel this horse is always capable of making a mistake, a blunder. But the last time he ran a Haydock, he jumped superbly. So we know his horses for courses, to use a cliche. He's got a good record on deep ground, so he's very difficult to oppose the favourite, Bristol Demai. Outlander is going over from Gordon Elliott's yard. Now, he's always disappointed at Cheltenham. Is that a Cheltenham thing, or is that a travel thing with Outlander? On his day, he can beat anyone. He won the Lexus Chase last year. He won a 3-mile chase at Down Royal last time out. He had a spinal issue in the summer to resolve in the summer, but Jack Kennedy gets a good tune out of him. And Outlander might, in my opinion, might be the best challenger to Bristol Demai. Q Card is a horse, I know he's a great horse, but a horse I just never liked. Fallen 2 of the last 3 times. He's won the race the last 2 years, but I don't know what Don's view is, but I'm just not a Q Card fan. Sometimes you like a horse and sometimes you don't, and sometimes there might not be even a reason for it. Don, do you like Q Card?
I would agree with nearly all of what John said. I do like Q Card as a horse. You know, he's an unbelievable horse. But probably why John doesn't like him as a betting proposition. He's a popular horse. He's a fashionable horse. He's a public horse. And I always find that he's overbet and shorter than he should be. Now, there was once or twice a couple of years ago when he wasn't. But look, he won the 4-year-old bumper at Cheltenham. I don't think a 4-year-old has won the champion bumper at Cheltenham since. But I'm with John. I think as an 11-year-old rising 12 at 7-4, and that's the key. Like, if Q Card was an 8-1 shot, it'd be a completely different matter. But he's a 7-4 shot, and that's just too short for me, yeah.
So not a lot of love for Q Card in this group anyway. So would you agree with John, Don, in terms of looking for value in the betting here, that maybe if you are going to go down the road, it might be Outlander, but generally maybe our listeners might just need to sit back and have a look at this race, given how much you would favour Bristol Demai?
Yeah, look, Bristol Demai is the right favourite, Dave. And this is his track. He loves Haydock and he loves soft ground. So Weatherby, where he won the Charlie Hall last time, it's not dissimilar to Haydock in that it's a flat left-handed track. But I suppose the best performance of his life was in the Peter Morris Chase last year at Haydock on this ground over this course and distance. So you can understand why he's favourite. But yeah, I'm interested to see Outlander. Like, Outlander's actually rated £6 superior to Bristol Demai, which is interesting. Like, he's if this was a handicap, Outlander would be giving him £6. So he's rated a £6 better horse than Bristol Demai is, and Bristol Demai is a 5-4 shot and Outlander's a 5-1 shot. So that doesn't make an awful lot of sense. I suppose factored into that is the fact that it's Bristol Demai's track and it's Bristol Demai's ground, and we don't know how Outlander's going to handle Haydock because he's never run there. But there's probably a little bit of juiced an outlandish price, all right.
Okay, such a pity, as we said already, the Sizing John isn't there to kind of maybe just open things up a bit, but maybe best to just have a little bit of a look at that one. Maybe not so, John. The next race we want to have a look at, we're switching our attention from Haydock to Ascot. 5 past 2, the Christie 1965 chase. And there are 9 runners in this one. What are your thoughts? Matt Place looks like he's going to be leading the betting, and he's fairly short again at 3s.
Yeah, it's open enough, and it's more of a betting race, Dave, than the Betfair chase. He's a good jumper, Matt Place, just short of top class. He won the old Rowan chase at Aintree last time out, but is it easy to repeat at that age? I'm not so sure. Joss's Hill hasn't really reached the heights he could have. Royal Regatta loves Ascot, certainly an each way bet possibly. Course specialist, course and distance winner. Surely an improver, though, might beat him. Flying Angel can make mistakes, but he's very talented. Top Notch has got the engine. I think he's the favourite right now. But is he really a chaser? That's always ask the question of that Nicky Henderson trained horse. Top Gamble, can he win first time out this season? The one I like at about 10 to 1 each way is Frodon, trained by Paul Nicholls, won a big race at Cheltenham last year on soft ground. He's a very young horse. He's fit. He's had a run this season. Behind Might Bite, and there might be more to come each way from Frodon. I think at 10 to 1, he's not a bad each way bet.
What are your thoughts here, Don?
Yeah, I can understand where John's coming from there with Frodon. He is an improving horse, and he did run a nice race last time behind Might Bite. I think Smad Place is the right favourite. I suppose Top Notch is a little bit shorter than him in some places, but I agree with John. Like, Top Notch is probably a better hurdler than he is a chaser. Now, he may progress over fences yet. He's still relatively young, but he was a very good hurdler, and he just hasn't quite reached that level yet over fences. Smad Place was a revelation last time in the old Rowan chase. He was a big enough price, but he jumped really well, and it looked like Cloudy Dream was coming to get him, but he jumped the final fence really well. Cloudy Dream got in a little tight, and he just couldn't get past him on the running. So it was a fantastic performance, but I'm interested in Top Gamble. I take on board what John says about his first time out. He doesn't have his last 2 seasons of debuts, he's been beaten, but his season before that, which was his first run for the Lees since he left David Pipe, he won that time. And he's recognised as a soft ground horse, and a lot of his best form is on soft or heavy ground. But his run last March in the Champion Chase was very, very good. Okay, the Champion Chase lost a bit of its luster when Duvan underperformed and came home injured. But he wasn't beaten that far by Special Tiara and Fox Norton, who would be two of the best 2 2-mile chases in training last season. And that was on good ground over 2 miles. It's 2 miles 5 tomorrow, which is probably towards the upper end of his stamina. And if it was bottomless ground over 2 miles 5, it just might stretch him. But the race at Ascot today, it was kind of on the soft side without being bottomless, which should be just about ideal for Top Gamble over this trip. And while he doesn't have great Ascot form either, I just think he's a 7 to 1 or a 6 to 1 shot, which I think in a race that it's a winnable race, and it's a race that maybe the top two in the betting are a wee bit shorter than they should be. I think Top Gamble is interesting.
Okay, Top Gamble for yourself, Don and John. You maybe encourage a little bit of a nibble at Frodon.
50 cents each way, Dave.
Well, of course, none of the big bucks here. Smart Place he's already run well. He won at Aintree, and he has history at Ascot. How important, in particular, when it comes to Ascot, is it when you're looking at a horse like Smart Place, knowing that he's gone very well around this track in the past?
Horses for courses is just it's huge everywhere. And I think it was Lester Pickett said the most important thing in racing is if the horse goes left-handed or right-handed, and Ascot is a right-handed track. Royal Regatta has got no form elsewhere, really, and has won twice over the course and distance. You can't discount a horse that loves the track.
Okay, move on to the Carl Hurdle, and it's an interesting one because we've got a horse leading the betting in De Fide Sol, Don, that's odds on very much so, we think. Certainly the forecast has him at 6 to 4 on at the moment, but he hasn't been out yet. It's a seasonal debut. A lot of people will be looking at him in terms of the Champion Hurdle in March at Cheltenham, but I mean, is he unbackable really at this sort of a rate, not knowing really exactly where he's coming from?
Yeah, I'd be very happy to sit and watch him win, Dave. Look, he was the outstanding juvenile hurdler last season. He wasn't beaten. He ran 7 times, he won 7 times. He won the Triumph Hurdle, he won the Anniversary Hurdle at Aintree. He won the Finale Hurdle at Chester, so he won 3 Grade 1s. And he just seemed to get better and better all the time. Like, the Triumph Hurdle at Cheltenham in March when he beat Mega Fortune, the sadly ill-fated subsequently Mega Fortune and Bapome in a really what looked like a good triumph hurdle, but he was head and shoulders above them all. Now, it is difficult for juveniles when they step up into open grade the following season, so he has to take on his elders. He doesn't get any weight allowance because of his age. So it can be difficult for four-year-olds going five, it'll be five in January, when they leave the juvenile season behind them and have to move up and take on effectively the champion hurdle type horses. So it'll be very, very interesting to see how he goes. I suspect he'll cope with it all right, because he was so good, he was so superior to all the other juveniles last season. And it's a good race. It's a grade two race. Little Rockefeller was probably a bit disappointing at Weatherby last time, but he ran an unbelievable race in the Stairs Hurdle last season when he split Nichols Canyon, and you know what I mean, Harry. And he should be able to step forward from that. And John, talking about horses, of course, he does go well at Ascot as well. And Lamy Surge, he won the French Champion Hurdle the last time he ran. So it's a good tester for Defi Desoy. But I suppose, as you say, Dave, if he's going to be a Champion Hurdle type horse this season, he's going to have to win or go very close to winning, even on a seasonal debut.
Okay, Sunday the focus is on Navan. And Don, your tip for the weekend is in the Ladbrokes Troy Town Handicap, Jace. John, we'll go to you with that. I mean, there's a little bit of doubt over the card itself. They do need to pass an inspection tomorrow at 3 o'clock in Navan. But if things do go as we would hope, and we've got some action to look forward to on Sunday afternoon, who are you looking at in this?
Well, just first of all, before that, you got the Grade 3 Monksfield Novice Hurdle. Sam Crowe should win this. This is probably a Cheltenham horse. If D. McIntyre sat on it, it would win.
Really?
If Jay Duggan sat on it, it would win on Sunday.
That is saying a lot.
The vibes are exceptional from the yard for Sam Crowe. So I'm looking forward to watching Sam Crowe win on Sunday at Navan.
Sam Crowe does get the job done on Sunday, we're very much looking towards Cheltenham, are we?
Well, I think so, yeah. I think we're looking, I think it'll be very tenderly handled by Gordon Elliott, and I think, yeah, we're talking about a serious horse here, Sam Crowe. So the Troy Town Handicap Chase, it's really exciting, 3 miles. I spoke to Patrick Mullins recently, Dave, and he gave me a dark horse to follow for the season, Acapella Bourgeois. So this was a horse, was trained by Sandra Hughes, by the Slaneyville Syndicate, they own it. Now, she retired during the close season. They had another horse in the same colours that went to Willie Mullins, Total Recall, won the Munster National in a procession. It's the same ownership. It's the same type of deal here. Acapella Bourgeois, a very hot favourite, a sign in itself. So the horse won the 10-up novice chase, or a grade two at the track in February, by a street. He sticks in my mind because he'll jump, he'll gallop, he'll stay. He'll love the heavy ground if Paul Tannen could get him into a rhythm. Malabeach ran well at Galway after a long layoff. The worry is, for me, he couldn't win a Thiestes off 10 stone 8. Bonnie Kate always felt a race in this horse over 3 miles in soft ground. Haven't seen her for a while. Third in this last year. Wouldn't rule her out at each way at 20-1. Last Goodbye ran very well at Cheltenham. He's progressive. Hard to be certain though on a seasonal reappearance. The one I like each way, Dave, don't know if Don agrees, General Principle. Gordon Elliott trains, Jack Kennedy in the saddle. I'd definitely give him claims. He returned in a hurdle race lately, so he's been primed for this. He's got winning form over the 3 miles in soft in the Michael O'Leary colours. And at the track. So I think General Principle against the favourite at 8-1 each way is a good each way bet to nothing. And that's my tip of the week.
Okay, well, that's John's tip. So he's pretty much going right in the face of your tip this Sunday, Don, which I love because you threw Malabeach into the mix. And they're pretty much next to each other in the betting as well.
Well, there you go. It'll be a head-to-head. Yeah, look, it's a wide open race, Dave, as John says. General Principle, he's an improving horse. He's fairly lightly raced over fences, and he did run a nice race over hurdles at Clonmel last time, which was probably a prep run for this. Look, he stays well. He ran well in the Irish National last April. Look, I can absolutely see the case for General Principle. And Acapella Bourgeois, just to reiterate what John said, he's a very, very interesting horse. But yeah, Malabeach, look, he's a high class handicapper. His run at Galway the last day was his first run in about a year and a half. He hadn't run since he'd run in the Irish National the previous season. So, and for me, it was a really, really good run. He gave Eugenie in a bottle of race, and the two of them were clear of the others. So that was a good run. You can be sure that Connections would have had this race in mind for him for a while as well. Like he's got really good form in these top, tough, staying handicap chases. And although he's got plenty of weight, he's got 11.9, which is only a pound lower than Acapella Bourgeois. He's back down to a mark of 148, which is not that much higher than the mark on which he raced in the Thiestes chase, the race that John mentioned there, when he was only just beaten by Mike Murphy in the end. Like he's just a classy horse. He does have plenty of weight, but then in these big handicap chases, the big weights are given to horses for a reason. They're the best horses in the race, and I think it might go to one of the horses towards the top end of the handicap as opposed to towards the bottom. But yeah, look, Malabiche, Davy Russell riding him, Gordon Elliott's horse in top form, Chris Jones owns. It's a good combination. He's probably going to improve from his seasonal debut, and if he improves a little bit, then that should put him right into the mix, I think.
Okay, head to head on the weekend tips, lads. I like it. We will be reconvening next Friday, and this
Don,
will be
the
mentioned.
The very best of luck.
Good luck to you too,
the best of order.
This will definitely come up next Friday. General Principle is who John is going with. This is the 2:35 at Navan on Sunday, Malabiche for Don. Lads, as always, thanks a million.
Cheers, Don. See you.
Lads.
Off the Ball on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.